This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Moscow blasting U.S. plans to impose sanctions on Russia following a deadly nerve agent attack on former Russian agent Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia in Britain. AP's Charles Deledesma reporting.
Russian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova says the restrictions represent a new attempt to demonize Russia and that Moscow will work out retaliatory measures, adding that ultimatums against Russia are useless. Zakharova repeated Moscow's fierce denial of involvement in the Skripal poisonings, saying that Britain nor the US have presented any evidence to back up the accusations. She says Russia stands by its offer to Britain to conduct a joint probe into the Salisbury attack in March. I'm Charles Deledesma.
And the U.S. is saying the new sanctions are based on Moscow's violation of the 1991 Chemical and Biological Weapons Control and Warfare Elimination Act. Afghan Taliban fighters stormed the Ghazni city, almost 150 kilometers southwest of the capital, Kabul. Heavy clashes ongoing between the insurgent group and government security forces. Residents and a member of the provincial council confirmed that the two sides were fighting in the center of the city near important government installations, including the residence of the governor. Taliban said that they have a dozen operations in the center of Ghazni province. Saudi-led airstrikes targeting Shiite rebels in Yemen hit a bus, killing at least 43 people. Many of those were children. International Committee of the Red Cross said a hospital it supports received 29 bodies of children, and another 48 were wounded in the attack, including 30 children. The attacks occurred in a Houthi rebel-held stronghold in northern Yemen near Saudi Arabia. This is VOA News. Zimbabwean opposition leader Tendai Biti has been charged with inciting public violence and unlawfully announcing the results of last week's disputed election. As he arrived at a court in the capital of Harare, Biti said he will keep fighting. Denford Halamani is Biti's attorney.
He has been ordered not to interfere with witnesses and to reside at the given address. And he has also been ordered not to address any political rally.
Tendai Biti is one of nine members of the Movement for Democratic Change Alliance, wanted by Zimbabwe police for inciting violence following last week's presidential election, which the MDC claims was rigged in favor of President Emmerson Mnangagwa. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence says the U.S. military is now taking new steps to create a space force and to do it by year 2020 in order to meet the emerging threat of this new battlefield.
Now, to be clear, the Space Force will not be built from scratch because the men and women who run and protect our nation's space programs today are already the best in the world. And since the dawn of the space age, America has remained the best in space.
President Trump repeatedly has called for the creation of a Space Force as a new military branch, the president said, needed to ensure U.S. dominance in space. A U.S. federal judge is warning he might sanction Attorney General Jeff Sessions after the deportation of a mother and her daughter who are suing for the right to seek U.S. asylum from violence in Central America. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
A mother and her daughter who were part of an ACLU lawsuit to be allowed to seek asylum in the U.S. because of violence in El Salvador were deported by Homeland Security while their case was being heard. U.S. District Judge Emmett Sullivan called that outrageous, that someone seeking justice in a U.S. court was spirited away. He ordered the pair be flown back to the U.S. Sullivan said if Attorney General Jeff Sessions and Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen don't comply, they could be held in contempt of court. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Washington officials and authorities in the neighboring state of Virginia bracing for the first anniversary on Sunday of a white nationalist rally that exploded into deadly violence. Last year's rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, attracted counter-protesters and clashes quickly broke out between the two groups. 32-year-old counter-protester Heather Heyer was killed by a self-described white supremacist, James Alex Fields, Jr., who rammed a car into a crowd at high speed. Get more news at our webcast or at theboanews.com. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.